who'd have thunk that the number one terrified, paralyzed, very nice pair of eyes stare and die, take care of Paris Sprites Fluttershy would be held responsible for being the one to make a paradise in the mind of the wicked, wicked one, constantly conflicted one. He's a DUI in life, a hit and run, discord in store, he's force fed to be better than before, or it is off with his horse head. Chaotic ways are untamable, but it seems the goddess of the sun is saying Saponi is capable. On paper it's insane to rain the madness of the wicked, but kindness finds a light in the tightness of the thicket. So make it so, flutter on daddy-o, because kindness is the butter on your bread. And he knows, and he's so hesitant, will he let you in, bent on his ways, and yet you praise with friendship. You let him into the digs of your residence, and evidently set to begin your benevolence. But you sense that your friends, they aren't really feeling it. They say, seal away the demon, constantly appealing. This is one bad seed, and if you ask me, the task at hand is tragically ghastly. It could lead to events like having a gas leak in a fireworks factory for the past week. Yeah, but even then, the explosion is expected. You have the god of chaos in your house, unaffected by your stare or the glares of your unapproving friends, who doubt that your efforts will get better in the end, that he's genuinely sorry that he has to make amends. It sends them batty, cause you really can't pretend that your buddy's being bullied or your cottage rotation. What's this knowledge that you keep for his rehabilitation? Chaotic waves are untamable, but it seems the goddess of the sun is saying Saponi is capable. On paper it's insane to rain the madness of the wicked, but kindness finds a light in the tightness of the thicket. So make it so, flutter on daddy-o, because kindness is the butter on your bread. And he knows, and he's so hesitant, will he let you in, bent on his ways, and yet you praise with friendship. Leave it to beavers in the distance, eyes glow with deviant intent, hell bent on being misfits. Back at the cottage is an audition, a monocle, Draconicus is best dressed to precision, a decision to exhibit his behavior, to prove that she was right, a polite chaos savior as a host entertainer. He's playing a pain in the butt still, Fluttershy, inspired by tough will, until the cup runneth over valleys and uphills. The sweet apple acres becoming a lake filled with a man's gallons of water, and it's a damn shame. The signature is obvious as who's the man playing, and the blame is accepted, but Flutter is not game. She vowed to be his friends, but friends don't cause pain. The epiphany is imminent. Discord realizes that friendship is too magical beyond his own devices.